after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above, and it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and got one of my co-hosts with the Moses, my girl Tara Lamone in the building. What's up?
What it do?
Much, y'all. You know, it is Monday, and, you know, this is a high at the dust day on Life at Dust Live. Got a lot going on our plate today. And, of course, you know, every Monday we can kind of catch you back up on some of the things we may have done over the weekend or since the last show or since the premiere Wednesday show and whatnot. So we catch you up on all that. Also, today on today's show, we'll be playing a new song on one of the new artists on dustspot.com. We'll be playing one of his tracks, of boy Illinois. You actually know who that is, by the way, Sharon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Boy XL will be interviewing him today, too. And we'll be chopping up with him, interviewing him, and just chopping up some of the stuff. One of the big things he's got going on is one of the newest additions to the Global Tap Mixtape project that we actually hear at Life It Does Live are affiliated with. So, hey, we tell you all the time, we be doing big things. We just don't have to flaunt it all the time. And I want to say a shout-out to shout out to one of our sponsors, CMWare, and you find them at cm-ware.com. Check them out. One of the hottest rising urban wear clothing companies on the net in the world. Period. I can pretty much say that, and they're based out of UK. So you can definitely check their stuff out. And the dude, I mean, I just like the designs and all this stuff. This stuff, it's too much stuff. I mean, you know, I go to a website and I see clothes and I can't decide what I want. That's you know, that's, you know, it's hot. So, yeah, you give them a shout-out. Shout-out to cmware.com. So,
that's
yeah. What you end up getting to this weekend, Terry?
Me, I just been shooting around. Actually, today, I had shot to North Carolina. Shout out to everybody that saw me in North Carolina. I was showing love in the airport in Charlotte. I had a good time out there for a couple of hours on some business, but then I went ahead and brought it back to the D. I hooked up with my homeboy, Jared Strickland. So shout out to Blow Money Entertainment. They got big things coming, real big things. We got some big stuff that's about to blow. So other than that, coming. I might be hosting soon. I'll let y'all know the date in Ann Arbor at this bar and grill. So y'all look out for that too. I'll be posting on my Facebook and everything, letting y'all know. And y'all come out, show love and stuff. I'll take pictures. Y'all know how I do.
Yeah, but it'd be great. Yeah, it's to have you out here and take some time. You know, come kick it with us and whatnot.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure,
for sure. Yeah, and you know, speaking of events, just a reminder, and that's officially two Sundays from yesterday. Thespot.com will be presenting the third annual, and I loosely say third annual because we don't necessarily call it annual. We just do the event and don't have to add an annual to it. Just make it happen. And
hey.
It's the I Had a Dream Bash, and that's the lingerie sleepwear party we do every year on the weekend of Martin Luther King weekend. So y'all gotta check it out. We do that the Sunday of that weekend every year. And we do this for the past 2 years and bring it back in. It's gonna be bigger. It gets bigger and better every time. This time, wow, all the pieces to the puzzle is ridiculous. We got Nana Gutter Chick, who's from Dallas and who's on Dust Spot, the Implant Building. We'll have my boy Bug Baby, who's been one of the artists that has consistently put me a DJ for him, DJ events for him. Big ups to him for coming through and showing some love. And then Black Royalty Entertainment and show them some love to them. And a lot of people know them. Y'all probably know them from BET. And they're one of the all-stars of Wild Out Wednesdays and One System Park. Y'all know them. Yeah, some of y'all know them better as Showtime Steppers. So, man, that's what we do. We do big things, and of course we see where the fam come out from the site too. So it's gonna be definitely a good look and whatnot. And I got word they told me because they told me they said they're bringing the poll out.
About to be
Oh man, this would make DJing that night so much funner. Because I forgot to add that yours truly will be DJing.
Shetty J.
Yes, I'm known to be the king of twerk playing music. So anytime, it just, you know, don't let it be a pose.
Oh, what y'all twerking with?
Yeah, I'm going to turn it up. And then, let's see. Oh, another big thing. Actually got to do a shoot yesterday. Big ups to Rodney Copeland, man. Big ups to you, bro. It was so much fun. I was originally supposed to do it on Friday. Stuff started changing on that. Then Saturday I was supposed to do it. Stuff started changing on that. And then, you know, I ended up doing it yesterday. And the original concept I was gonna go with didn't quite go through the way I wanted to go through at first because certain puzzle pieces. But that's the thing; I make sure I make it happen regardless. And I think I guess for the day on the show on the line too, so I will bring you on in just a moment. What we're gonna do? We'll go ahead and go to our track of the day before we bring him on. And this is my boy Illinois. This track is Crazy for Love. And definitely got to say big ups, because I like the fact that people realize this show is not just a hip-hop show. It's not just an R&B show. We don't sit there and discriminate against the music, because at the end of the day, this is an international listen-to radio show, and people from all walks of life listen to it and rock with us heavy. And people come here because they want to hear different stuff. So that's how we do it. All right, so here we go. This is a boy, Illinois, featuring Nady Navix. This is Crazy for Love. We'll be back on Life That Does Live.
Yeah. Illa. Nady Navix. Go ahead and talk to this girl.
I cannot sleep here in my dreams. I stay awake and with you all night long.
to date other women. Been nothing compared to half the person you are now, I'm wishing. Go ahead and call me crazy, split with a gift in mind, but baby, I know we had a problems, but lately I find myself racing to save this relationship. Just for a touch. Yeah, we had it all, but it wasn't enough. I miss your smile, I hope you can stay for the past and the future, and now I'm
Life at Dust Live, your boy Ceddy J. Before I do that, you got a special announcement from my girl Antoinette Soto.
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my puppy, DJ Ceddy J. Mwah.
Ow.
Oh, Sookie. He said Papi Chulo.
You're going local. We back. Had to regroup. Okay, we got my boy XL the building. What's up, bro?
What's good, man?
No, hold on. Let me try this again because, you know, they weren't ready. We got to talk. Let me go in the huddle. Gotta make sure you got ready this time, okay? Thank you. All right, let's try this again. We got my boy XL in the building.
Exile.
Hey. There we go. They awake now. We had to go talk to them real quick.
All right.
We definitely got to have you in the building, man. It's definitely a pleasure.
Yes.
I appreciate it. First interview of 2013, man. It's history right here.
History, wow. Right? Let me go. I'm about to go get one of the Mayan stones and go write it right now.
Right? Start a new calendar.
Oh, man, but, you know, it's definitely great to have you, man. You know, you're doing it up. Another addition to the Global Tech mixtape family, man. Definitely great to see another artist come to the show that's from that project. That's always, every time, it's always a lot of energy that comes from that project from different people and from different areas and whatnot and different styles. So I always appreciate that, and it's good to see you make it to that project.
Most definitely.
Well, no, I appreciate it. It ain't easy. You know what I mean? Talent got to be there, and then, you know, everything else got to fall into place. So I'm blessed, and I'm happy about it.
And, you know, right off the bat, man, you know, because I saw your name, I was like, for first, I was like, is he like a robot or something? But then, you know, because I read it. And I read it, I was like, oh, that's so cool. I did his name, Light Creativity. And, you know, two questions off the back I want to ask. One, what made you get into music? And two, how did you come up with the name and what made you go off that very unique way of wording it?
For wording it? I got into music when I was 11. 11 years old, I would say, I got into music. I took it serious basically because it was something that I loved to do. It was my release. I was one of those, you know, I wasn't the athlete. I mean, I could play ball, but I wasn't the athlete. I wasn't the popular dude. I wasn't none of that. I was just the dude that could rap really well. So 11 years old up until now, I just kept going hard at it. As far as where I got the name from, I got the name from the Bible, believe it or not.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. I got the name from the Bible. I strictly by chance, I just happened to put, I went through so many names, you know, the cliche names or whatever. So I actually had the Bible, and I just flicked the page and closed my eyes. I'm like, all right, wherever my finger land on, I know it'll be God's choice, and I can have a meaning out of it. Sure enough, it landed on exile. You know, spelled the proper way. I can't really remember the passage or recite the passage, so I don't want to mess it up. But point being, I flipped it into a metaphor of me being in my own lane, exile, like somebody who is just by themselves, who is cast off to this place where that's just where they are. So that's how I felt, and I just took it and ran with it.
Man, okay. I'm real geeky when I about names. When I see people that don't just have a name like Big Joe, it's your boy Big Joe, you know, is I just kinda like you said the cliche name, I just wanna go find a cliff and go jump off of it. Not the physical cliff, but go find some cliff and jump off of it. But I like that. I always like that. It's like, because you stand out. One thing you stand out, and it is a story to it. That automatically, your name by itself is an interview by itself. And people don't understand that. People have to be sold off a story, not just the music that
right.
people are buying into. They're buying into the story.
Right. Well, I feel like that's honestly what gets the attention of the fact that they'll see my name and, one, mispronounce it, two, misspell it, or whatever the case may be, but they'll want to know, like, what is it? What does that mean? And I'm glad that I get that attention from the name, and then the music just takes care of the rest. And then the personality takes care of the rest further, so, you know.
I love it when you get a high Google ranking, these copycats all of a sudden want to try to have some name, they want to try to copy your name. Oh, that kills me.
But see, this is what's great about my name is that I honestly, like, there's nobody that has my, there's probably only one person, and they're way out in California, and their grind is not nearly as half as mine, so I ain't got nothing to worry about. I'm good.
Yeah, I saw that about myself. Somebody tried to have a Seti J, but they try to spell it. They try to spell it A Y, and
right.
they were like, "Oh man, I can't hang this dude on Google. I might as well give up." But then I hadn't seen that name on Google since that person. So
it's a blessing, pretty much. It's like, all right, well, I know I'm meant to have this name because you're instilled with that drive and that passion to do it. So it's like, all right, I know this is mine. This is mine to own. This is mine to claim and keep. Plain and simple.
Exactly. Now I'm gonna let the sweet voice person talk to you for a bit.
All right.
So Tara, take the reins.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm all right. I was more curious about the modeling. I know that you are the CEO of Eye Candy Divas Modeling.
Okay.
Uh-huh. How did you go, like, how did you convert over from your music into being the CEO of a modeling management, as I could say?
Oh, well, one, I got to, sorry, and I apologize that everything has been changed since the whole Eye Candy thing, I'll explain. I am now affiliated with a modeling company called Lions Den Models, which my girlfriend, bless, she started it, and I'm pushing it. I had the Eye Candy Divas thing, and I had a partner, but the thing kind of fell through. So I figured it'd be best that I wanted to do something in that lane. So now I have Lions Den Models, and with that, it's still the same concept of having models that, you know, not the regular old, you know, I gotta eat maybe a grain of rice a day, you know, like, you know what I mean, like,
right.
You know what I mean, there's a lane for everybody, and that's honestly the vision that I tried to capture, was that there's a lane for girls that are thick. I'm not saying like thick, like disproportionate or out of shape or whatever, because there are plenty of women out there who have a shape and are thick, or who have shape that are thin, but they have curves, and they have this, and they have that, and be able to not just be good enough for a magazine or just a video. You know what I mean? Girls that do that, they want to go further than video or magazines. You know, some of them like to walk on the runway, but you know how some of these people are when you walk for, let's say, a Wilhelmina or whatever. They want the thinnest girl in the crowd and that can walk real well. So my vision was to have the same drive, but with just a different look as far as that goes.
We got some of them type of people. Hold on, we got some for them. We'll bring it out on them. We ain't playing.
Don't get me wrong. You have to be, of course, you have to be attractive and you have to be this, you have to be that, because at the end of the day, that's what sells when it comes to the modeling, most definitely. But people are tired. I mean, we're in a new year, but people are tired of seeing the same thing. You know what I mean? I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing, you know what I mean? I'm sure there's music that you hear and it sounds so repetitive that you're like, oh my God, I can't take it no more. Please, something different, anything. You might switch over to country music for like 2 hours just to get a different feel or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I hear about that chick Molly one more goddamn time.
Exactly.
I'm about the freaking Windows. I'm like, I'm tired of her. Who is Molly and why would she leave me alone?
It's like it's his thing now. Like, people just run things into the ground. So with Lion's Den, I took a back seat. Like, I'm overseeing it, but I took a back seat to, you know, let my other half, let her handle it, let her do what she has to do with that. But that was pretty much my vision for Lion's Den model. So my apology, I have to change that. I can't eat even as a dad. So that's that.
That's dope. That's dope. Mad respect. But, yeah, I could definitely feel where you're coming from about, you know, I can, you know, relate to the models about that whole thing, how it goes and how, you know, people just are so judgmental. You know, they go, you know, certain, like, Vogue, and, you know, I mean, more high fashion, I'll say. You know, they go for more skinnier people. You know, I mean, mad respect for you just, you know what I'm saying, switching in both, and big up to, you know what I'm saying, your girl for, you know what I'm saying, launching out and doing that, because that's a good look for you to, you know what I'm saying, because you know, you tell stories and stuff through your music. So in order for you to open up doors, letting females tell their stories through their pictures, you know, you can't, I mean, that's just mad respect.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I tell you what, I did get into new. Which I also have to update. I have a clothing company called Inspired Clothing, and I'm co-owner of that as well. I'm into a lot of stuff. Like we only got an hour. How long we got?
Oh shoot, we got about 35 more minutes to go. This is the XL show today. So hey.
I appreciate that. But with Inspire, I am more hands on with that. Like I said, I'm co-CEO along with my other CEO, Michelle Designs. We have started right now. We're doing T-shirts, and when I say the name of this, like I said, the name of the line is called Inspire, spelled N'SPIER, also a different spelling, but it's just the name alone, it gives empowerment, and the designs are not over the top, and they're not dull. You know, so we give it that look where grown folks can wear it and young people can wear it, and it's universal across the board. So Inspired Clothing, we have been around since August of 2012, and right now we're looking at a lot of great shows coming up. So it's still fairly new, but Inspired Clothing is definitely going to be the it thing in 2013. I got to send y'all some shirts wherever y'all at. I got to send y'all some promotional stuff.
Oh, man. Y'all know I like my... Hey, you know what? That just leads into something. You know, I like the fact that, you know, you do the music. You dive into the modeling industry too. Just period. You understand when you're doing something that a lot of artists don't realize. It goes back to not just the whole name thing you did. What you just said with all this different stuff. You understand the branding process. And
right.
I think that's a lot of people still keep forgetting that. They think that, you know, in order to have longevity, all I gotta do is go in the studio and make some music. And I'm good to go, man. I put out a mixtape every week. I'm good. I be telling artists that all the time, stop putting out a mixtape every week, man. Because at the end of the day, a radio station can't play a whole mixtape every day.
Yeah, you're right.
As a single.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I was fortunate enough that, you know, God gave me the comprehensive skills to be able to sit back, watch, and observe and, you know, learn from the people who have done it. Because you can't learn anything from somebody who's doing it the same time as you. I've learned that. You know what I mean? The person that's doing it at the same time as you, you can't learn anything from them. So I was blessed enough to have people who have done it or have the knowledge, and I can look and I can watch and observe and twist it into my own way to make it happen. And because you're right, you know, Seti, branding is important. You know, branding is very important. The music, I don't want to say it comes easy. I don't want to sound conceited or anything like that, but I have the music down. You know what I mean? And I'm not coming from a, like I said, I'm not coming from a conceited place. It's just the way it is with me. I write for myself, I write for other artists. The music is not an issue for me. So when I realize that and I want to take it to new heights, I find different ways to branch off, which would be the clothes, which would be the modeling. And, you know, whatever else I can get my hands into. I did a short movie last year, actually. I did a short movie last year. I had a movie premiere last year. So I even did a little bit of acting. So, you know, I do a lot.
Nice. Very creative.
All right, so what we're going to do, man, we're going to go to a quick sound break by going to one of your songs. And we'll see. Which one do we want to hit them with first? Do we want to hit them with Do It or That Feeling?
Do It, because Do It kind of sets up that feeling where the female, like, Do It is for the dudes, but That Feeling is for the female. So, I mean, hey, you know what, either or, you're going to love it.
I'm gonna go with the idea you said. Let's go and do it. Do something for the. We're gonna keep everybody mellow, and then crunk. Then we're gonna put the ladies in the hey. So, all right, so we're about to go to Do It right now, and then we'll be back on Life at Dusk Live with my co-host, who's with the Moses, Tara Lamone,
hey.
Before Exile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah. Do it. Do it. Front line. Let me start it off by saying we in here. Acting out of character, you can get flipped here. I don't wanna fight, I just wanna party. Do a couple shots off of some girl's stomach. Light skin, dark skin, women and drinks. Do so many rounds, you forget your address. Pull up to a bumper like I'm about to crash. Lock up behind the ball like we in Alcatraz. Time sheet swag, I'm about to go to work. Moving like a stripper, shorty taking off a shirt. Dancing in the slippers that she carried in her purse. Laughing at niggas wearing pants tighter than hers. Some tats are fitted, a pocket full of money. Surrounded by seven chicks, I'm feeling kinda lucky. Shorty wanna show off, she back it down on me. All up on the wall like a crash test dummy. Everybody in the spot tonight, from the bar to the floor, put your hands up high. I see homegirl getting right. Give her one more drink, she can go all night. Do it, do it, do it, do it, hey, do it.
Do it.
want to see you do it. Terry, I don't want to see you do
it.
Hey. That's what I want to see Terry do it, you know what I'm saying? Okay, we're back on Life After Dust Live with your boy, Steady J. Coles with the Moses, Terry Lamone, and my boy, Exile the Building.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it. That's so, man. I feel like I'm about to start bringing it to the Harlem Shake. I'm about to bring the Harlem Shake back out. I'm about to kill it. I was like,
That's what it is.
Oh, man. And you know what? I like people that make fun songs, but the lyricism isn't corny. Because that's what a lot of people they mess up at. They're like, man, I got to make a song, everybody go fit in the club, but I got to be real simplistic.
But, yeah, you know, I have an issue. I have a wide vocabulary, so it's like, it. You know what I mean? I couldn't, truth be told, and this is the God's honest truth, this song is probably, like, the only song that I've ever done like that where it's the simplest I've done. Where my voice is kind of mellow like that, as far as it being a club track. My voice is mellow and, you know, my tone is low, and the lyrics, to me, are probably the simplest I've ever done. You know, so.
Damn, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm about to bring on one of the greatest critics in the world, I got to say. And his name, his artist name says it. In itself, in this, I got Rima Boy. He is the host of the No Filter Radio Show that comes on every Monday.
All right.
On Blast Your Thoughts. So I'm about to bring him on now, my boy. Dope Ass Music.
Hey, what it do? You know, it's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's. Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast, Bay Area, stand up. A.K.A. Mr. Bing It, bitches. What it do?
Every week you got a new name. I'm like, I need a secretary to write all these names. This man got a new name every week.
Hey, man. But, hey, I'm listening to my man what he's saying, right? And I'm going through the same thing myself right now where is I'm having not to dumb my music down, but I'm having to use less words to describe more, you know. So I mean, I understand exactly what he's saying. It's like it's hard to be simplistic when you're rapping because you're not a simplistic dude. But
right.
But the Wall Street Journal is written in seventh grade English, so that lets you know that if they're writing the Wall Street Journal in seventh grade English, you probably might have to write your raps, or you're going to go to a smaller client, which is not bad. It's just if you want to make that real money, you got to do some dumb songs for dummies because we're a bunch of C-minus students out here in America.
Oh, man. That was a fun fact by Dope Ass Music. The Wall Street Journal is written in seventh grade English.
It was seventh grade English. I never knew that. I appreciate the fact. I never knew that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just some useless information that I was given. You know what I mean? They say if you want to keep knowledge from black people, put it in the book. But you know what I'm saying? I don't believe that.
I feel you.
But, hey, I'm definitely feeling that song. I can't wait for the next one, though, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you got to, you know what I'm saying, blow my cerebellum over here with all these words. You know what I'm saying? I got my thesaurus out right now for you, bro.
Well, I appreciate it. You know what I mean?
And
never mind, CJ. My bad, CJ. I've talked to you, and you got these beautiful co-hosts in the back. Hello, beautiful co-hosts.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well. You know, I'm over here talking to Sadie J like he important. It ain't even about him. It's about the guest and you. And shout out to the DJ.
Mr. A.K.A. Bring It, Bitches.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna sit back, listen to the rest of the show. You hold it down, man. You know, saying I appreciate the support and all the love, man.
Most definitely, man. I appreciate you, man.
Love.
Man, go ahead and give a shout out. I always got to do this, but go ahead and give a shout out to let everyone know how they can catch the show, man, every week.
Oh, man, you can tune in to Blast Your Thoughts. I am the host on the No Filter Radio Show. You missing today, Fetty J. We had Nigga Moments Part 3. You know, saying that, you know, I'm going to give you one of the nigga moments that happened today. The finder of a $22,000 diamond ring sued the owner for $66,000.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Just you know what I'm saying? So all day people have been expressing their nigga moments, and you know what I'm saying? Be a black person. Don't be a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can be of any color. Don't be one of them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Every week, man, the topic is, I'm sitting there, I'm like, did he really just bring this up as a topic? I'll be scared as a solo because I know some of you be ready to, snap at you say the wrong thing.
You know, it's probably because I'm yellow and I'm non-threatening, so they don't take offense to it. You know, say if I was a big dark brother, they probably, you know,
oh,
they'd try to get at me.
I ain't like extra dark, but I'm like Hershey chocolate, so I'm right there. I ain't quite
Amistad. Oh, so you're still too dark.
I'm like,
you're still too dark.
I'm like Cleveland show dark.
Oh, well, that's
if you don't burn it, if you don't burn dark. In the sun, that means you're too light. That means you're too dark. If you don't burn in the sunlight, you're too dark.
Oh no! I'm on the cusp of it. I'm on the cusp of chocolate and
on the in between
special dark.
Oh Lord!
Yeah, eat that paper brown bag. Eat that paper brown.
I'm the one that was working in the field all day. My feet was hurting.
Man, shout out to you, CJ, man. Hey, y'all keep holding it down, keep doing what you're doing, and you're saying I'm tuned in. I got my minutes up.
All right.
B-E-T.
For sure.
All right, man. You crying on here, but man, Exo, I mean, like you said, he pretty much took the words of my mouth. It's always great to see when people are able to, you know, be able to still keep it to them, you know, keep their style and their music, even though they simplify it to a degree.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's great to see that, you know, because some people are real corny, and yeah, y'all know, man. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I be jamming the song, but at the same time, I'm like, this dude is freaking corny as heck. In a sense, like cashing out. I gotta get the finger lady out to come back and tell me what he's saying. What did he say? I don't know what he's saying.
Oh, the bouncing ball. You need the bouncing ball.
The freaking somebody go get a guard ball, and they need to go slow. They need to. I don't know what they gotta do.
Well, I mean, I appreciate the fact that I can, you know, still be me and do the music. There's a place for all types of music. Like, sometimes you need that music where, like I said, where I may do what you want to think. And sometimes you need something like a cash out. I can't front. I be in my car jamming a cash out. I don't know what homie.
I mean, that's too soon, but he be not making no goddamn sense.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying, but I be in my car up. 36 souls. I'm riding around with Danina. I'll be in my car jamming. Like, yeah, this is it right here. Riding through Queens, looking like a damn fool riding through Queens.
Exactly, man. Between him and Future, I don't know what Future be talking about. Future just be crying on the track, but I be bopping to the beat. Like, oh, okay, what's this nigga? I don't know what he's saying, but we in this thing.
If you notice, Future switched his style. Like, his first single, well, I don't want to say because I'm not from Atlanta or whatever, but the first single that popped off in New York was Tony Montana with Drake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? And after a while...
Over here with me too.
Yeah. And after a while now, you're starting to see he's doing a little bit more harmonizing. He's doing a little bit more singing. And then we have Turn On The Lights. And I'm like, what? But I can't front. I'll be singing that song. I can't front. I'll be singing that song.
I'm looking for
He's got a song out now with Rihanna. Love and Affection. I don't know if y'all played that up there.
There's a song I know you're talking about.
Love and Affection.
About.
Let me tell you something. Anytime my man's vocals come on, I can't help but laugh. Because it's like, I like it. It's like he's howling at the moon. Like, you hear when he does the Love and Affection. Like, no, I roll with Future, but I'm like, when that song come, when that part come on and he starts, it's like, I'm, it's literally like it's a werewolf changing. And it just has me dying. It has me dying. Like, I mess with Future. But
it's like watching an episode of Teen Wolf.
Yeah. Like, I feel like he just howling at the moon, just, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, oh, God, what the hell is this?
You know, my favorite song by him is Up on the Moon. I mean, like, that song, like, it sounds kind of corny, but at the same time, when I hear it, I get crunk. I'm like, oh, man. Like, I feel like I'm in freaking space. I'm like, Lance Armstrong, Neil Armstrong. Like, I'm Neil Armstrong himself.
It's like, you know exactly what parts to get hype at. You know exactly what part it is. Like, yeah, this is it. Yeah.
It's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, crook.
It is.
That's so true.
All right, I'm gonna put you on the spot. This is one of my favorite things to do. Y'all are so much. Who would you say would be the top 5 artists between? And I would say between 2000 and now. Who would you say was your top 5 artists?
Well, see, that's a wide range. Are we talking about lyrics? Are we talking about consistency? Because it's like there's so many ways to look at it.
Total package. Somebody, you wrap them all in package with consistency and lyricism. Who would you pick?
All right, from 2000 to now.
Yep.
Top 5.
Hold on. We'll give you some. We'll do you right. Hold on. Do we have that music ready? Thank you. Do we? All right, make sure. Thanks, Chuck. Okay. We'll give you some time to think.
Is my thinking music? All right, I got 4. I'm thinking of my 5th right now. All right, I'm ready. They put a hip-hop beat to it.
Remix.
Top 5. Let me put a beat to it. That's hot. Top 5, definitely. Number 5, I want to say Young Jeezy.
Okay.
At number 5.
I rock with you on that one.
I say Jeezy at number 5, with his consistency and his music and staying true to who he is. You know what I mean? Hands down, that's important. Number four, I want to say T.I. Because another thing, T.I. also consistently, and he's been doing it longer than 2000s, from what I remember. Very consistent, and you know, T.I. is T.I. I can't do it. Number 3, Ludacris. Ludacris,
okay,
you know what I mean, with the lyricism and him, you know, with his music and also being branching off into the movies and everything like that. I ain't gonna lie, I'm actually waiting to hear a little bit more from him because he kind of fell off a little bit. Like, you haven't really heard any Ludacris joints. Since what, Battle of the Sexes, which came out, 2 years ago?
Yeah, he kind of like...
Yeah, but...
I don't think I've really heard him on features either. See, that's the thing, too.
Yeah. So I'm a little concerned about that. Let's see. What was that, number 3? Number 2, and hands down, I give it up, Rick Ross. Rick Ross, since he came out, his career has gone upward. You know, through all the BS and all of this and all of that, his career has gone upward. So I give it to Rick Ross. I'm sorry, I gotta do six. I can't do five. I gotta do six.
Okay.
50 Cent from 2003 has literally changed, like literally changed the game as far as the way mixtapes are done, as far as people doing melodies in their hooks and choruses to begin with. So, you know what I mean, you gotta give it up for that. And Eminem.
Oh yeah, for sure, Eminem.
Yeah, okay, I rocked that whole list. I gotta say, Shaq, I've seen Jeezy perform last, not this past New Year's, but the New Year's before that, and I saw him perform on New Year's Eve, not New Year's Day. Excuse me, I saw him perform on New Year's Day, and oh my God, this dude, when he give you a show, he give you a show. He's not gonna give you no, hey, I'm taking a crib. This dude, hey, this is how you know how much music he got. This dude performed, I want to say, it felt like it was 2 hours straight. And you didn't get bored. This dude had another beat. He performed every, I played for him like almost every song from every album. And he performed mixtape tracks.
They performed albums.
Is he going to run out? He cannot run out of stuff, and he still didn't perform everything.
G's got a lot of material. He's got a lot of material. He's got a lot of material. I've got G's albums, and I like each and every one of them. Like,
exactly.
Honestly, I don't have the last one. I need to get the last one. I'm going to have the TM-102.
Every last one of them. I've been getting
the same one. Well, I got G's albums. I definitely, from out the gate, I definitely like Jeezy, definitely.
Yeah, Jeezy's hot.
And I got to say shout out to Rick Ross's publicist, Laura Mason. That's, I rock with her all day, every day. She's,
yeah.
What that is?
Yeah.
All right, sure. All right, now another tough question. What would be the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you, not only just your music, but what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you, period?
Wow.
Da-da-da.
The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. That's a good question, because I'm embarrassed prone. Like, there's not a time where I can't say that I haven't been in the field sometime. It was an event that I performed for. I used to be signed to an indie label back in 2009, and we had this show in an underground club. It was underground. It is what it is. And all we wanted to do was perform. So it was me and the rest of my team that I was affiliated with, and we get on the mic at probably like 2 o'clock in the morning. That's when we got to perform. So I waited all this time, and I'm kind of getting edgy, and I'm kind of getting upset, but I'm like, all right, it's okay. We waited this long. We're going to perform. It's fine. Everybody does their parts. Everybody is getting into their groove. As soon as it comes to my verse, the DJ literally snatches the mic out of my hand like we have no more time for this performance.
Wow.
When I yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it felt like. That's exactly what it felt like. Like, I'm getting ready. I'm like, I waited this long. We're going to do it. And then I get to my part, and he's like, all right, we're going to get back to the party. Snatching the mic out of my hand. I looked at him for 2 seconds. Like, my people literally had to hold my hands because I was going to swing on him. Like, I was literally going to swing on him. Like,
I was about to say, I'll be ready to fight after that one. I'm like,
Like, I waited I literally from 9 o'clock we got there, maybe about four hours to perform just for you to snatch the mic out of my hand. It wasn't a fun night for me. I flipped everything over and I left.
Oh,
wow.
Man, you know what? That's evil. But yeah, the word to the wise, when you have a concert, people, because people do this all the time, and I hate when they do this.
Yeah.
I go to the club, and I just saw again this. I saw them again this past Friday. And I go to these spots. I don't like this organization. I don't like this organization when it comes to the performances. Nothing is more annoying than this organization. Make sure the music is. I want to be, and I'm a DJ too, so I'm a DJ and event coordinator too, so I know it from both sides. I like to, that's why I tell the artists that are performing, I want their music ahead of time, because I want to make sure I got it ready. We ain't got no, ain't gonna be no problems with, when it comes to playing, stuff is going to be crisp and everything runs smoothly. Because the moment you ain't got all that stuff figured out, you're going to screw up something.
Exactly.
Two.
Exactly.
I set amount of time. I rarely say songs, because when you tell somebody, hey, you got this amount of songs to perform, that person can perform two songs that's 6 minutes long. I don't have 6 minutes long. Especially with multiple people performing, I don't. And it's like, it depends on the atmosphere. It depends on the type of event you put on. Most of the time, on average, I stick to about, I usually do 7 minute sets, because the typical radio song is about anywhere from about 2.5 minutes to about 3.5 minutes. So you put that together, that's about 7 minutes.
Yeah. That's about right. That's about right. When it comes to a show, I like to get the information so I know I can build my show around the information that I was given.
They don't turn it over because people are disorganized. They look at you like you did something wrong.
Yeah, they look at that. That's the whole night. They're looking at me like I was crazy. Like, why would you do that? Act like, come on. Like, I just did what y'all was thinking, plain and simple. I just did what y'all wanted to do.
Yeah, that's true.
So that was just, I just picked one embarrassing moment. I have plenty, but that was just one.
This is one of it's like a long list.
these things happen to me. What are you gonna do about it?
We're going back to the Terry department, because she always has those questions that Setting J's not gonna ask.
I'm
going to the Terry department, because there's some questions I'm not gonna ask somebody. That's not gonna ask another male. I should say.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name is Taryn Lamont.
Taryn Lamont. You be quiet. Am I talking too much? If I'm talking too much.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm over here kicking it, you know what I'm saying? Taking it all in. Y'all fooling.
All right, cool.
I had to pipe down real quick. But anyway, what I wanted to ask is it hard being in the music industry and balancing out your relationship at the same time?
Yes. Yes. It's not easy, because, well, let me not say that. It's going to be as easy as you make it. Like, I do my best to make it easy for my other, because she supports me 100% when it comes to the music. But there are times where, you know, she needs her attention. She likes her attention, and I have to give it to her. And I have to know when it's time for me to do my work and when it's time for me to have my time with her. So I always try to keep that separate and, in the same time, include her in anything that I'm doing. You know, just like I said with the modeling company, me and her, you know, joined on that. And then I told her, I said, look, we're going to do this modeling company, but once you get the swing of things, I'm going to fall back. I'm going to fall back a little bit and let you take the reins. Yeah, so you have something where you're doing this. So you're in peace of my life. So it's not easy, because there are those times where, you know, the business and the personal kind of mix in. Like, you know, like you're in that relationship and you may have had an argument about something personal, and then when a business meeting may come up and you want to suggest something, well, that idea ain't shit because of you not taking up trash last night. Like, you know, just making an example, like stuff like that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, but it's not easy, but when it, like I said, when it comes to the person that you're with, it's all about how you guys make it. So it is easy, but it's not easy.
Okay, that's a sub. I mean, I just wanted to put that out there because a lot of females feel when they're with a musician that they can't balance out a relationship. So that just proved the point of if you work at it, two people are working at it, it can happen. So that's what's up.
It can happen. It's a rarity, but it can happen because there are some girls out there, you know, then there's the whole trust thing where, and there are times where my girl has looked at me like it too, where I'm a rapper, so I must want to be with 10 million chicks at once or that type of guy. Like, she looked at me, she was honest with me. She told me from jump. She was like, I looked at you like the typical rapper. Like, I need this girl and that girl and this attention. And I'm not like that. I'm fairly simple. And it took some convincing. Some proving. And we're here. What can I say? That's about it.
Nice. That's dope. Push up.
Now, ultimate question is, as far as, like, being with the Global Tech Mixtape Series, what do you take from being a part of it? Is how do you, you know, as far as the overall, like, what do you love most about it?
The Global Mixtape Series, I like the fact that the guy running it, the Elevator Scott, like, he's on point. Like, we had the discussions of what we're going to get done, and the day that I said, all right, we're going to finalize everything, I was on the site. I was on the Artist of the Week. I was on Video of the Week. And, you know, he brought me out to one of the events. I like the fact that they're serious about what they're doing over there. That's probably the best thing I like about it. You know, they're as serious as you are. You know what I mean? They're not going to hold your hand and do it for you. But at the same time, they're going to take you as serious as you take yourself. And you got to respect that. Definitely got to respect it.
Right.
Yeah, I respect the colorful description of it.
Yeah. You know, it's a different time. It ain't the 90s. You know what I mean? It's not the 90s where if you was nice, they gave you a deal and that was it. Nah.
So most definitely, man, let everybody know as far as how they can catch your music, catch everything you got going on. What are the ways that I can check out what you got going on?
Well, follow me on Twitter, XYLENYC. You can catch me on Facebook, which is X-YLE, the number one, at Facebook.com. You can catch my music on SoundCloud, which is X-YLE1, SoundCloud.com. Exile Global, which is my website, ExileGlobal.com. That's coming soon, so you can take that down, because that'll have a link to anything and everything. Inspire Clothing .com and Lion's Den on Facebook, Inspire on Facebook, and XYLE1000 on YouTube, where you can catch my live shows. And that's pretty much it right now.
Nice. Yeah, make sure you check that out.
Yeah, and the global attack. I'm on those sites too. So anybody who's got links to the Global Attack, the internationalhiphop.com, I'm on there too. And just out here working.
All right. Yeah. You
gonna listen today.
Yeah, you gonna listen today.
Before you leave, you gotta play that feeling before we get out of here.
We got you.
Gotta play that feeling.
But I want to remind everybody, if you miss any parts of the show, or you just want to listen over and over and over and over and over again, you can go to millions of different places, blogtalk.com/SettyJ. blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, CDDY, letter J. You can also go to iTunes, just search Life at the Dust Live, and it is 4-3. on iTunes. This is on iTunes free. It's now also on a TuneIn app. So you walk around your phone, you try to listen to the show on that room. You can listen to it from your phone and TuneIn app, which is free as well. And as well as on the Dust Spots, click the magical tab that says Life of the Dust Lives. It will pop up a player of the most recent 5 episodes of the show. And there you go. And if you, you can just Google the chosen many other places, you just Google it. That's as simple as I can put it.
Just like but that.
Just like that. But, you know, man, I definitely appreciate you for coming through, man. It's definitely a pleasure. It's always a pleasure people are not only just put out good music, but their characters. Because it's so much, it makes the show so much more fun when people are fun.
Yeah, I can't be a regular person. Shout out to y'all, man, for having me. I really appreciate it. Shout out to y'all, man.
Most definitely. Thank you. We appreciate you. Hey.
All right, Cheryl. Cheryl, we're going to so we roll. It's great. Before we roll now, and we play That Feeling. This will remind you. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a T, or where there's an X, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune into that episode of Life That Does Live with the craziest people in the world, Sonny J, Tara Lamone, and
yeah, yeah.
Now here, now back shout to my girl Keista Diva. So we see y'all on Wednesday show, and we're gonna roll them out with That Feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Huh. Hey, baby. Tryna tell you what it is when you're riding with me. Make you feel how you should feel. You ready? Go.
Hey, baby, if you follow.
I can take you to the top, show you what the real is outside of your block, show you how to break laws outside of the cops, show you how to boss up you, ready or not, huh? My character is something that can handle you. In the bedroom, I can J-Root damage you. In the dining room, I can full course meal you. Turn the lights out, let me braille bump feel you. I could be humorous, I ain't new to this. Credibility like hammer, yeah, too legit. Listening to your friends and how you're missing out. Aggravation with their man, that's the type of life they bout. I ain't trying to sell you a dream. I can promise you some fun and provide what you need. I can keep it as real as you let me. Smile on your face, keep you feeling sexy. Go.
Hey, baby, if you follow.
With the seasons, I'm still here. Stepping out of the crib, matching wristwear. All these chicks jealous of your shoe game. YSL shades with the thin frames. Put you by my side where you need to be. Let the lanes play the back like scenery. Nighttime, pop a bottle, puff greenery. As of right now, you should feel free. Your position is certified, take a ride. Pulling over, let's do it on the back block. That thing's so good, damn, I can't stop. It's like a shootout the way I'm throwing back shots. My style ain't no subliminal, I'm straightforward. I just wanna give you what you asked for. Me, I got plenty if you want more. Make it bounce up and down like a seesaw. Go.
Hey, baby, if you follow. Thank you.
All right, everybody. It was Mikey's time for us to leave. Time for us to leave. Yeah. All right, man. I appreciate you having you coming through, man.
Yeah.
Yes. Dude. Definitely, it was a nice mellow song. Cheer everybody up.
Appreciate it.
And I appreciate you, man. Definitely big ups to you. Big ups to the East Coast.
Definitely.
We're all over the place because I'm in Texas. Terry be back and forth. She originally from Detroit, but she be back and forth over in the South a lot. And other co-hosts, she's over in Florida. She's from Florida, right. Keith, so we do it up. And I'm originally from Jersey, so.
All right, you're right across the water, neighbor.
Yeah, that's how it is. Just automatically, Trenton makes the world takes.
There you go. Oh, man, but I appreciate it, man. Thank y'all for having me. Definitely can't wait to come on again.
Most definitely, man. Appreciate you, man. You know, we rocking with you, man. Rocking with your head.
I appreciate it. I'm gonna be sending more music, so get ready. It's gonna be a long year. It's gonna be a fun year.
All right, in the words, y'all know how we do. In the words, we out. Y'all in the words of Chris Brown. Deuces.